Goodbye.
People that I like. And they'll be here with me in about an hour.
Yeah. Oh, come on!
I'm watching Charlotte just went outside. The snow is two and a half feet deep around.
What's her reaction to it?
Well, she, first of all, when she went out the first night of the storm, night before last, it was dark and the back door could just barely get open because the snow had piled up against it. And she took one look at it and she looked at me and then she stuck her nose out. And she went onto the steps as I guided her out, and she fell off the steps into the snow and was scrambling around to try to find her feet. And then she went around in a circle a couple of times, and then she jumped back up on the porch and came back in. So I took her out through the garage and into the backside of the house where there wasn't any drifting, and the ground was bare, and she could do her usual routine. And then this morning, well, she'd done it three or four times, and she's funny in the snow. She loves the snow. She doesn't like to be out on it too long, but she likes to play in it. So last night we played in it for a while, and she'd run up and jump, and then she'd look at me, and she'd push some of it around like a little bulldozer. She'd stick her nose in it, and then she'd just plow her way through it. And so I'm noticing she's out, and she's looking at the cows. Now, it's a beautiful, sunny, blue sky. Absolutely, it's cold as you know what, but it's a beautiful morning, clear. And the cows now are coming out of the hangar, and they're running. They're sort of looking at this. They're playing. They're dancing around in the snow. They're running around. They're funny beings. They really are. They're out looking around. They're scratching themselves on the post like they usually do, and then they're just looking at each other. And then they, because it's all so clean, it's all so clear. They're not sure what it is. Yeah, because many of them, there's not been this much snow here for a couple of years, so. They're now, as they stick themselves further out into the field, they realize that it's okay, and so they start kicking their heels up and running around. Their tails are in the air.
Any of them slip and fall?
Right. There's no ice under it. No, there's no
still,
ice.
The snow is...
No, the snow is...
Oh, they go right through the snow into
right through the snow onto the ground that's underneath. Right. The feedlot will have some ice on it if the snow melts, and the water on the in the feedlot will then harden. But we cover that up with ground-up hay and straw so that there isn't that danger. Let's say you have to groove it a little bit to keep them from having a problem. Speaking of problems, this is today's survey. Every day I find a survey. Today's survey is of New Yorkers. This is New York City, New York State, and actually Americans in general. But the survey started in New York and was released yesterday. According to the survey, one in five of you has either had an experience with bed bugs or knows somebody who does.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that's Clay's problem.
I don't think that's my problem.
No. The majority of the participants say bed bugs are a source of worry. 78% concerned about infested hotels, and that's been a big problem. Somebody told me, and I'm trying to remember where I heard this, I think it was from my management group in New York, who said that there was a story about bed bugs being in office buildings.
Yeah, and they're saying, like, movie theaters.
Yeah, movie theaters.
Yeah, right, everywhere. So, and I will tell you, my experience with, I've had bed bugs in my house, and a powder stuff gets rid of them. And I don't know where they came from, Frank.
You
I may have been
at
a bad hotel.
Because you go to a hotel and it gets in.
Yeah, it gets on you. Yeah. Right. So then the other problem we had with bed bugs, remember that when you're in an organic food industry, for example, there is a large hen house that does organic eggs. I happen to buy from them and sell them in my store. They cannot use any pesticide. So the bugs that come about as a result of what may be, have been going on in the environs of the chicken house for a long, long time cannot be dealt with. So the most difficult problem organic hen houses have are bed bugs. They get into everything. The people who work there are infested with them. They have to wear these de-lousing outfits. I remember once I sent a couple of trucks up to load up with chicken manure, and they came back, and they were loaded with bed bugs to the point where I was almost going to sell them because I didn't want them around.
Sell the bed bugs?
No. This is good. Sell the trucks.
Five for a dollar. Five for a dollar here.
But I didn't because we got this gas bomb and put it inside of the trucks and it killed
them. That's what a friend of ours had to do in their house. They had to get rid of their son ended up having him in his bed.
Yeah.
They got rid of his bed and then put a bomb in the whole on all the upstairs bedrooms and carpet and all that stuff.
Yep.
And ended up spending the whole day over at our house while the bomb kind of got, but it worked.
They do that. Los Angeles, especially near the beach, isn't just bed bugs, all kinds of things. Every once in a while when you're driving through the coastal communities, where you can start all the way down in Torrance and those areas and drive up to north of Malibu, and you'll invariably see a house that's covered with this patch quilt of what looks like tarps, and it really is, but they've secured the whole house. It's a big tent over the house. They'll secure it.
Termites.
And they'll throw the bomb in, and usually, it's termites or something else that's in there. Same thing. Now, as I've started talking about this,
I know, don't you? Sean was asking me about, because, don't let the bed bugs bite. And he's like, Daddy, what are bed bugs? I'm like, they're a bug that used to be around. Don't worry about them.
But it's a real, how are they dealing with it, the hotels in New York, Roberta?
You know, they're sealing off rooms. I mean, one good way to get rid of bed bugs is to close the door, and especially now that it's 17 degrees outside, open the windows for the room.
Yeah.
And the bed bugs will die in the frigid temperatures.
Really?
That's a good way to do it. Yeah, also,
I did not know that.
You can, if you're coming back from a trip, you take your luggage, you leave it outside. That's what we do a lot. Just leave the luggage outside. We do the same thing for cockroaches when you're taking bags of food home from the store, is leave them outside for a while.
So the neighbor's going to steal it.
Right, so the neighbor's going to steal it. No, just so that, either put them out on your fire escape or, just to keep them in the cold as much as you can, and that'll kill whatever's in there. But, it's a big problem in New York. I mean, there's actually websites that have been set up by travelers to address the bed bug problem in New York.
Really?
But if it's in New York and people are staying there, they get on airplanes and go other places, they're... Are plenty of people that come to New York on a daily basis, tens of thousands of people.
Look at
this. Take it with them.
Bedbugregistry.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. Report
alerts, city maps, resources, frequently asked questions, blog. Look at that.
The other big place is Hawaii.
Hawaii,
Hawaii is infested with bed bugs as well.
Really?
They thought it was pretty much eradicated in the United States, and they're kind of blaming, the prevalence of overseas travelers bringing it back.
Because damned illegal immigrants at it again. Right. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Wow. Scary.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic capsule a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
18 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The monks in Iowa who made the casket for the nine-year-old girl who was killed in Arizona be buried in a handcrafted casket donated by a group of Catholic monks who made it for her on Monday. It's been shipped. The funeral is today, is it not?
Yes,
oh my goodness.
Is. Yeah. Isn't that awful? I mean, that's good, but it's... Now, here's the latest wrinkle in this. Copycats. California man arrested yesterday on a charge that he made threatening obscene phone calls to the office of Congressman Jim McDermott.
Yeah.
The FBI complaint in federal court says Charles Turner Haberman of Palm Springs called the office of Jim McDermott and left two messages, each about 4 minutes long. Saw him on television, didn't like what he had to say, called and threatened to kill him, as well as his friends and his family.
Everybody wants to be a star now. Mm-hmm. Their new way.
Well, he's going
to
be a star.
Yeah. I mean, is that
bars.
Stupid how dumb these people are? Anyway, there is already. People say, we got to have legislation. There's already laws on the books. Threatening a federal official carries 10 years in the slammer. So the number of people, the crazy stuff, it really, I'm looking at one of the transcripts from one of the calls to McDermott's office. He said, quote, he thinks he can steal money from people and give it away to losers and get away with it. I'll blanking hunt that guy down and I'll blanking get rid of him. Huh. In the other call, he said, quote, if he ever blanks around with my money, ever the blank again, I'll blanking. This guy's a genius, obviously. It isn't funny, but it is, in a sense, you don't have to be bright. There ought to be an IQ test to get a gun, too.
I agree
besides,
with you.
Besides passing some kind of a legitimate test. Psychological test, there ought to be an IQ test.
And that should be part of the conversation that comes out of this is
right.
The mental health.
Yeah.
The stability of the mental health support in this country is just, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
I mean,
here's another.
Like this, nobody ever paid any attention to a guy like this.
No. Here's another guy
ridiculous.
In Maine who has threatened Representative Chelly Pingree of Machias, sent a threatening message on the voicemail, another one of these things. There's somebody in Vermont's had Palm Springs, another one. This guy's out on $300,000 bond. So this is all over the place. Now, has these things gone on and been continually going on? Sure. But now they get more attention because of what happened with this woman. So at any rate, the FBI is all over chasing these people around. The FBI ought to be ashamed of themselves for being complicit in getting this guy, having this guy get a gun in the first place. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
For Thursday, the 13th of January, Trevor Rabin is how you pronounce his name, guitarist with the group Yes, 57 today, owner of A Lonely Heart, one of their many hits. Richard Maud, remember him from Night Court?
Yeah, the bald guy.
Yeah,
Bull.
Right, exactly.
Bull.
His name. Yeah,
Bull.
Right. His birthday 67 today.
Oh,
happy
really?
Birthday to him. Yep,
oh,
yep.
That's a shocker.
Mike Tyson is 60.
How
today.
Many years is that in Pigeon?
Mike Tyson, 60.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Mike Tyson is 60?
Yes, Rich.
Is he really?
No. Yes, he is.
Couldn't be.
Well, it depends on which Mike Tyson you're talking about.
Okay.
See? This guy's a baseball player for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
I got
you're
you.
You're
a sneak, yeah,
yeah.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
She's 47.
She's 49.
Oh, okay.
All right. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
McPherson from Madness.
Yes.
Right.
Our house. Not much of a...
They did a musical on the West End in England a couple of years back that we saw based on this that was fantastic. I'm surprised I never brought it to Broadway.
Mm. So isn't Dr. Dreamy, that's Patrick Dempsey, right?
Yes,
yeah.
McDreamy.
Yeah, McDreamy, right, okay. He's still on that TV show, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
But he's done some movies?
Yeah.
Oh, he's done tons of movies.
Movies, all right. His birthday is today, and he's 45. Right. He came from Maine, I think, didn't he? He built some wing on a hospital, metal hospital or something for his mother.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
And his wife does makeup for Avon.
Oh, really? Oh, very cool. Next up on the list of singers, Trace Adkins, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, long
I'm
going
to have to take him out tonight.
Really, for his birthday? Yeah. Orlando Bloom from Lord of the Rings. And Black Hawk Down as well. He's, what is he, 33, 34 today. Happy birthday
to
him.
He also just had a new baby boy.
He did?
Yes.
Good. What did he do with him?
ate them? I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, are you guys talking? I'm listening to Trace.
Oh, good for you. Well, we'll fix that. If you're having a birthday today, you have strong willpower and a sharp mind. You are determined. Keep yourself busy working on creative projects. You have heightened intuitive sensitivity. You can come to understand yourself and life at a deeper level than most. How about that? If you're born in... this is a Capricorn trait, being deep.
Deep?
Deep thinkers are Capricorns.
Now, are you offsetting that by a month, Doug?
Victoria's a Capricorn.
Actually, that's a good point. No, I'm not offsetting it by a month.
So the month you offset it forward or backwards? I'm still confused over that.
You go backwards. So what Clay is suggesting is that we ought to go back to December the 13th to find if we were to believe what some astronomers say about astrology. Then, in fact, a person born today would be enthusiastic and creative. What does that say about the other stuff? You have strong.
So you go back an entire month, an entire sign,
yeah.
Or just basically?
No, it's an entire sign.
So instead of a Gemini, I'm the month before. What's the month before?
Have they confirmed this, or is this just somebody
sticking out loud? That means I'm a Capricorn instead of an Aquarius.
I'm Gemini, though.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of tweaking to be done on this, Richie. I think it's
so these thousands and thousands of years that they've been basically reading everybody's horoscope based on this information has all been wrong.
No, it hasn't been wrong. It's things are changing now in the polar, the axis of the Earth and all that stuff. 28 after on Good Day.
I got your axis.
You'd better disclose any serious medical issue before you book a cruise.
You have to do that because if you don't, it may be voiding your own contract of carriage with the cruise line.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Cruise ships are not floating hospitals. AARP Travel Ambassador Peter Greenberg.
They have state-of-the-art medical facilities that are only designed to stabilize you, not necessarily treat you.
Illness is not the only thing that can keep you from sailing.
Most cases, kids under the age of 6 months are not allowed. And on some of the longer cruises, the minimum age is 12 months. Cruise lines don't always reveal this, and many travel agents are not really smart about this. And all of a sudden, people get down to the dock, and whoops, little Jimmy can't go.
And while you're at it, make sure you're not too old to drive a car. Some rental car places won't let you do it if you're over 74. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Or near you.
Yeah,
get Charlotte in here.
Woo!
That was fun. Is it scary that you have that little squeaky horn right next to your desk all day long?
Charlotte's trying to stick her nose in it.
That's my brother's squeaky horn.
This is
squeaky horn.
All right, hold on a minute. This is the time of the program. You got the picture of that, Richie?
Watching this,
those of you who are at home or wherever in your office watching
the
video.
He's got two horns. You missed your calling. You were supposed to be a clown.
Where's Clarabelle when I need him? All right. This bird thing has a lot of people talking and wondering.
The birds and the bees.
The birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, the moon up above, and a thing called love. The mysterious death of all these birds. Apparently, not only in this country, it's going on around the world. So scientists are flocking, if you'll pardon the pun. Get it? Flocking. We've already got that, right?
Flocking. Like birds
flock. Flocking
birds
to the
feather.
Places where the birds are falling out of the sky. Yesterday, the folks in Romania started to study an area in a Black Sea town called Constanta. Dozens and dozens and dozens of dead starlings, and a lot of people thought they'd been infected with the bird flu, because the bird flu affects birds, obviously, as well as human beings. And so these mass deaths in the avian population are a return to what happened, 5, 6, 7 years ago, when there were a lot of birds that died in 2004, 2005, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the scientists came, they picked up a bunch of these dead birds, and they brought them back to their laboratory to test them out. They tested five dozen different birds, and they were found to have been full of grape mash. And that, they say, caused their death. In essence, they were drunk. What the birds did was go over in a lot of these areas. There are, especially in Eastern Europe, Romania, some great wines, Jennifer, come out of these Eastern European countries.
Sure, they do.
And so here, the birds got down into the area where they'd thrown out the residue of the grapes as they're making wine, and the birds are eating them and eating them and eating them. So apparently there have been hundreds of crows that have eaten this stuff and died. Mm. And now there were a bunch of different kinds of birds. I'm looking for the starlings, which are no friend to man.
Right.
As bad as they ought to all die. Starlings are horrible birds, as bad as crows.
Oh.
Oh, awful. They're just really predators. Anyway, so they found all of this stuff, and they ate it, and they died because they couldn't. They get drunk, and how do you fly when you're drunk? You know what's happened to pilots when they get drunk. Same thing happens to the birds, right? You can't see where you're going. Smash, crash,
and
into the sides of buildings, and
especially the way birds fly, because there's what you know they fly in formation,
right?
So if the lead bird is drunk, flies into the ground, so is everybody else.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Just follow them. So. And now people think I'm not yanking your chain here. This is a true story. I might have been given to wander into this had somebody not suggested this was a true story, but it is a true story. Hundreds of jackdaws. I don't even know what they are. They come some kind of a bird. Somebody look up jackdaws, see what kind of a bird it is. Again, the theory has been storms, hail, lightning, collisions with airplanes, power lines, all of that.
Well, a good-looking bird.
Or a run-in with an unidentified flying object, right? That's covered, masked. You can't see it. All of the UFOs that are around are generally, they have the energy like the Bond car that disappeared. What is it that they do? There's some kind of electrical impulse they can do to the car to keep them from being visible.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Jackdaws are only found in Europe, Asia, and North Africa. That's why you don't know them. They are a dark-plumaged bird from the crow family.
Plumage,
thank you.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Most of the birds that are dying are the flying rats, the things that eat and anything that get into anything.
Well, that pretty much describes every bird, flying rats, basically.
No, I don't think so. Hummingbirds don't do that, do they?
No, that's true.
No, and robins don't do that. When's the last time you saw a robin in the garbage pail? When's the last time you saw a blue jay in the garbage pail?
You know, Dougie, it's been a while.
Yeah, thank you, Jennifer.
Except for that one time up in Toronto after a really bad baseball game.
Yeah. Here's another example of a bunch of birds going into a pear factory where they make pear schnapps.
All right.
Same thing. How much prevalent is that? Now, let's, for a second, Jennifer, we'll talk more about food tomorrow because that's when Louis is here. But in terms of the different kinds of schnapps that can be made, almost any fruit can create. There's pears that schnapps comes from.
Sure.
Plums.
Yeah. I just like hearing you say schnapps.
Apple schnapps.
There's even
no orange, though. You can't get orange schnapps. Citrus fruit you can.
There's even green chili wine that I just heard about.
Green chili wine.
Yeah, they were making it in New Mexico.
What is green chili wine?
Wine made from green chilies, Dougie.
Come on, like chili peppers.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know. So you can really anything that will ferment.
Well, that's true. You can make that. We've told a story many times here about the different things, how easy it is to get anything that has heat in it, anything that has grown, when you put it off into a pile, it generates its own heat, and a mash will come from it, whether it's weeds, grass, corn, soy, cucumber, whatever you put together and take the air out, it ferments. That's why the cows like the corn as much as they do this time of year.
They get drunk
in the silo. Mm-hmm. Right, well, it's all fermented. And you can smell. I love shoveling silage because there's an interesting glow that comes to you. After you've spent 15-20 minutes up in the silo, Edgar loves to go into the silo.
Get some video of that and put it up on the website.
Just take a few deep breaths, you're good to go.
Right, you're all set. Perfect. But I do think it's interesting how many people come out of the woodwork to try to explain these birds dying. And as I said before, more than anything else, it's likely that the coverage from the news media has called more attention to it than has been the case in the past, even though
I'm
I think
more worried
these
about the bees
on.
Than I am the birds.
Yeah, the bees, there is something to worry about.
That's a problem.
The bees. Yeah, the bees. That is, you need the bees in order to have the pollen worked. And it's amazing. Again, this is back to what we were talking about yesterday or the day before, the perfection of nature, the reality of how everything has come together and how do you explain? Who figured out, or how was it figured out, that we needed bees on the planet to exchange pollen from one plume or flower to another? How do you figure that? Otherwise, we'd have no plant life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There would be no
right.
vegetables, no
and
fruit.
Birds do a bit of that.
Nothing.
But bees do the
Yeah,
the
mostly
major
bees.
Part.
Yeah, you're right. A little bit of the bird. And that would be something a honeybird would, a hummingbird would do.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff.
There's a theory that bees are really aliens and they're just like leaving because they don't like it here anymore.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they going?
To wherever they went to, wherever their home
that's
base was.
Yeah. Home base.
To Venus. I don't know where. To Venus.
Yay! Yay for Jen!
Try to carry on an intelligent conversation, folks. This is what happens to you.
So much for that.
17 before the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
This MLK weekend, take advantage of Sears' big home appliance savings event. Get 30% off all Kenmore appliances and an extra 5% on all Kenmore when you use your Sears card. Plus, get 15% off all other brands and get a Kenmore top-load high-efficiency washer and dryer for only $399.99 each. Hurry into Sears for these incredible savings. Search Sears Appliances for our everyday best prices guaranteed. Sears. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. 30 and 15% offers end 1/19. Kenmore laundry item offer valid 1/13 through 1/18. For full offers, see Sears.com. See price matching policy for details.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
With a new sort of mattress from Sam's Club, I'll never need to count sheep again.
Sam's Club member Jennifer Jagoda.
I can take home any Serta in stock or get it delivered for just a little more. That saves me time and money.
Quality Serta twin mattresses start at just $99.87. Satisfaction guaranteed. Serta from Sam's Club. One more way your membership helps you get a good night's sleep.
No sheep required.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet cat food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Friskies Indoor Selects.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
This loose, I think yesterday or the day before... And it has been, find myself, this is not meant to serve my own ego, but we do often get on to things earlier than everybody else does, and then I get off of them because I'll let everybody else go down that street. One of the things that I was on earlier this week was the one-year anniversary of Haiti and the Red Cross and the other outfits that have taken your money, and they haven't done with it what they said they were going to. There was a lot of money pledged to help out Haiti, but when you get right down to brass tacks of how much of it has actually gotten there, there were a lot of government promises, including our government, that promised to send $1 billion in reconstruction aid, and in fact, all they've sent is $120 million. Other governments, the UN donor conference promised $5 billion for aid to Haiti. So far, not even $500,000. The non-government organizations, the so-called NGOs, which are one of the biggest scams. The United States of America, through its foreign aid, gives money to countries to do this, that, and the other thing. They will not give the aid, many people don't know this, directly to the country. They give it to non-governmental organizations, supposedly, to manage the money and whatever use it has been designated or whatever help it's been designated to provide. So if, for example, we give $1 million to Egypt to help clean up the Nile River, a non-governmental organization in Egypt that is mostly run by Americans would get the money, hire an American company to come over and clean up the Nile. So the money goes basically as a pass-through back to American companies. The difference or the idea here is to help clean up the Nile, and we help ourselves at the same time. Understand how that works?
Yeah.
So there are a lot of NGOs that are supposed to be down in Haiti cleaning up the mess, but they aren't. They're getting the money, and they're not doing the work. And then there are outfits like the Red Cross that have taken in lots and lots and lots of your money, and they haven't done anything with it. It's invested in the bank or other things. And so like the Clinton-Bush Haiti Fund, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They raised $50 million. They've only spent $4 million of it so far. Oxfam collected $90 million, and they've spent $30 million. Salvation Army collected $20 million. They've spent $6
million. Right.
Now, so what is going on? How is that? That's the Red Cross collected 1.2 or 1.3, and they spent about $400 million down there, a little more than that. So this is the thing that people and companies the same way. Companies get frustrated. General Motors, General Electric pledged $5.6 million to be used. It hasn't, not a penny of it's been used yet. But that's because they can't. There are two problems. Either the NGOs are taking care of themselves, or the government down there is so corrupt or so backward, they can't get their act together and figure out how to rebuild, so the money just sits there. That's kind of a travesty.
Or there's just no management system in place, and they can't disperse the money because they can't actually get the feet on the ground to do all of the services that they've been paid to do or that they're telling you that they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of times the governments get in the way. Remember, when the We Are the World, all that money was collected, and they bought a lot of stuff and sat in the docks and rotted because the presidents of the various countries it was going to wouldn't let it in because it would affect whatever businesses, mostly clothing businesses, were in those countries.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty outrageous. 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not 5 or 6. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Craig Stephan's Good Day program. Get your drugs at the drugstore, will you please? And food for thought today. 51 past the hour.
Thank you for that.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
extendovite.org.
Coming together to grieve, to pray, and to heal. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. The memorial service was called Together We Thrive, Tucson and America. President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama taking part in last night's service held in Tucson at the University of Arizona. The president, among the speakers, saying the victims of Saturday's shooting massacre represent what is best in America.
Our hearts are broken, and yet our hearts also have reason for fullness. Our hearts are full of hope and thanks for the 13 Americans who survived the shooting.
President Obama said that he had gone to the hospital to visit Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and said that after his visit, he was told of a miracle.
A few minutes after we left her room and some of her colleagues from Congress were in the room, Gabby opened her eyes for the first time. Gabby opened her eyes.
The president also singled out 9-year-old Christina Green, who was one of those killed in the shooting. The president said Christina helped other children who were less fortunate than her.
I want our democracy to be as good as Christina imagined it. All of us, we should do everything we can do to make sure this country lives up to our children's expectations.
Born on the day America was attacked on September 11, 2001, Christina Green will be laid to rest in Tucson today. As a tribute to her, the national 9/11 flag will grace her funeral at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church. The 20-by-30-foot flag had been destroyed when the Twin Towers collapsed the day she was born. The flag was later restitched by a group of tornado survivors in Greensburg, Kansas. Christina had wanted to meet Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was holding that political gathering at a Tucson shopping center this past Saturday. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
For Eastern Mountains, it was a huge day of fresh snow piling high and more than expected. I spent the afternoon in shin-deep and knee-deep powder in New Hampshire. Jan was enjoying New Hampshire slopes last night.
Just wrapping up 3 hours of night skiing at Gunstock, where they thought they were going to get 8 inches of snow out of this storm. Well, they got about 16 to 18 inches of snow, and the powder was phenomenal. It was light, and it was creamy. It was perfect, and there was no wind. Having a blast under the lights at Gunstock, I'm Jan Elliott.
Mount Sunapee also in New Hampshire picking up about 18 inches of fresh powder. Big Boulder to the Poconos cruising to 15 rons on that fresh snow. They'll ride day and night. Seven Springs in western Pennsylvania, over 40 runs, riding in full operation thanks to at least a half a foot of fresh snow. Sugar Mountain, North Carolina, rides the powder themselves for 20 runs. out to Utah, where Deer Valley rides a couple of inches of new snow the last few days. 96 runs. Taos, New Mexico with 80 trails. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Positive earnings reports helped boost the stock market yesterday. The Dow up 83 points to close at 11,755. S&P with an 11-point gain. NASDAQ tacking on 21. Crude oil up another 59 cents a barrel to $91.70. The Northeast digging out from another thick blanket of snow as that fierce winter storm moved into the region from the southeast and now heads into Canada. Russell Hunter owns a hardware store in West Hartford, Connecticut, and he says snow blowers have been selling like hotcakes.
Well, the past couple days have been very, very brisk.
As for how Russell and other Connecticut residents are handling all this snow, even Russell admits this is a lot of snow.
Because we do get snow. I mean, don't get me wrong, but we don't normally get more than maybe 4 or 5 inches at a clip.
Boston was also hit hard with this storm. A foot and a half of snow there. Lots of flights canceled across the Northeast. Lottery news. Mega Millions, the other winner of that $380 million jackpot, has come forward. Holly Lottie of Northern Idaho, a bank teller, came forward to claim her check this past Tuesday, but did not show up at a press conference yesterday, asking lottery officials that her location be kept quiet and that the media respect her privacy. And finally, a very special birthday to tell you about. This past Tuesday, January 11th, a bouncing baby girl born in St. Paul, Minnesota, Flora Mensa, the name. Her parents, Amy Zeller and Kojo Mensa, proud and thrilled and somewhat amazed at the numbers involved. She was born January 11th, 2011, at precisely 1:11 in the morning. 1:11 on 1:11:11. Thankfully for Amy, her baby did not weigh 11 pounds, 9 pounds, 11 and a half ounces. This, of course, not the first birth to feature noteworthy numbers. You have a couple in Rockford, Michigan, Barbara Soper and her hubby Chad, with three children. They were born on August 8, 2008, September 9, 2009, and October 10, 2010. 888-999-1010. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStepan.com. The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStepan.com.